And we're back here on Out of the Woods. During the break for the local folks, we were just talking about the Four Bitchin' Babes. They're playing in our area pretty soon. And one of them is Debbie Smith. She has a new compilation that just came out called Hits and Holidays. And wouldn't you know it, there's one on here for Halloween. Yes, it's called Haunted here on Out of the Woods.
In the pouring rain, I never dreamed you would haunt me. I never dreamed you would haunt me.
From a hell of a mighty sailing man, I heard this eerie tale. How the Golden Sea and all her crew were swallowed by a whale. Oh, the mate was a bold New Bedford man, the skipper was as well. And all they found of the Golden Sea was the mainsail and the bell. On a foggy night off Newfoundland, I heard the sailors say how the clouds had wrapped around the moon in a curious sort of way. He thought he saw the glimmer of a ghost ship floating by, out where the ocean dances and the bones of mariners lie. I watched the look upon his face and watched his skin grow pale as he told of how his blood turned cold when he met the mighty whale. How the whale she dove down in the sea, the ship began to spin. So she opened up her pearly jaws and the ship and crew fell in. Oh, many a wooden ship has sailed, but many have declined to pay their rightful ransom to the masters of the brine. For passage on the water and the filling of the sail, for those who seek their fortunes in the kingdom of the whale. Oh, the kingdom of the whale. It was the lone survivor and now walks with a wooden leg, cast upon these cold old streets alone to steal and beg. And whene'er there be a chance as this to tell his story new, he'll ask your pity and your tears and always sing for you. Pennies for the poor, pennies for the poor. And all the handsome sailors won't be coming home no more. Along the rocks and jetties and the bottom of the sea, and underneath the waters lie the ships that he used to be. Where silence is the master now, and quiet lay the graves, and hold their precious cargo neath the rolling of the waves. Pennies for the poor, pennies for the poor. And all the handsome sailors won't be coming home no more. From a hell of a mighty sailing man, I heard this eerie tale. How the golden sea and all the crew were swallowed by a whale. Oh, the mate was a bold, the mate for the man, the skipper was as well. And all they found of the golden sea was the mainsail and the bell. Oh, the mainsail and the bell. Oh, the mainsail and the bell.
Sweetest song you'll hear. something in the night, the sound of the refrigerator and the world outside, the nails I have bitten while my head was full of you, the mouth that kissed you and the hands that held you. Even as the revolutions deepened and sped, there was some kind of fixedness inside my head. The whole unhinged around me, I was the center of the universe. I resisted as a fixed star within a celestial mess. She won't sleep in it, but where you used to be. And I wonder where I put my anger and why I couldn't feel a thing and why the truth holds such power and why I couldn't make it sing. It's a lullaby of Manhattan. It's the sweetest song.
Drinking one night in a panhandle barroom, stepping outside for a change in the air, I spied a tall figure all wrapped in white linen with cold gray eyes, raven black hair. He shot me a glance and a shiver run through me with a chill to the bone that hangs on me yet. He labored one breath and then drew another, and the words that he spoke I will never forget. He said, I traded my home way back in the mountains for the smell of cheap whiskey and a harlot's perfume, and I gambled my life on the panhandle prairie, got shot in the breast. Now now death is my doom. Go write me a letter to my gray-headed mother, and she'll tell the news to my sister so dear. But there is another more dear than my mother. Don't tell her I died a drunkard out here. Take a pearl-handled pistol to nail up my coffin. Read God's holy word and sing a sad song. Then bury me deep in the Panhandle prairie, where the buffalo grass can feed on my bones. Pressed him once more, and he made this reply: the wind tells my name when it blows on the prairie. It moans and it whispers, it screams and it cries. Just then a west wind blew hard on the prairie with a devil of dust spun up in the air. I wiped out my eyes, but I never could find him, that pale dead man with a raven black hair.
Joel Mabus here on Out of the Woods. Brand new stuff, brand new CD. That one's called Pepper's Ghost and Other Banjo Visitations. And if you were lucky enough to hear the concert announcements and whatnot in the mid-show break, if you're one of the local folks who listens to the show, you heard the title track, Pepper's Ghost, which was an instrumental as well. So there you go. Susan McKeown in there. Also, we heard her doing one from her CD Belong called Lullaby of Manhattan. Not really a Halloween song, but definitely had a spooky kind of vibe, so I decided to go with that one. And of course, I'm a big fan of Susan, so, you know, you can't beat that, right? There you go. All right, and before that, Eagle McCall, a seafaring tune there, a shipwreck song, and the mainsail and the bell from his CD Song of the Seas. And we started you off there, Debbie Smith and Haunted from her CD Hits and Holidays. You're listening to the Halloween extravaganza here on Out of the Woods. I'm Chip Calker, glad to have you along, coming at you here from central New Hampshire. If you're listening live and local on a Friday night and want to get in touch, if you hear me on the radio here in New Hampshire, you can call 526-3494. If you're listening to maybe the Global Voice or Boston Free Radio, possibly out there in the airwaves in California on Pinecone Radio, you can send email anytime to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. Or even if you're checking out the podcast from somewhere or other, love to hear from you. All right, we're going to play a quick little break here for you, and we'll be right back with more music after this.